Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO, and it is time for our Corporate Farmer program, and we get a chance to talk every week with Chad Hansen, who's making a list and checking it twice, and he's going to find out if everybody's naughty or nice, right, Chad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. It's definitely, you know, whether it's my kids or my clients or probably even me at this point in time, you know, got to find out where we stand, right?
Yeah, how you doing on that old Christmas shopping kind of deal?
You know, I'll admit that I am not the shopper. That is something that I rely pretty heavily on my wife to handle those things. And it's funny that, you know, we used to be non-online buyers and, you know, try and do as much shopping as we could and even partake in the, you know, Friday after Thanksgiving, try and find the deals and all that. And as we get older, those habits have definitely changed. And I know that she was spending this past weekend with some of the kids trying to kind of sort out what they were wanting and get some of that done for some of the other relatives. So that is our process. Not real exciting by any means.
Yeah, isn't it funny how that happens? You get older, it's the whole shopping thing is it's a little bit different than when the kids were really little.
Yeah, it was probably a little more fun because there was, you know, that surprise portion of it. But as they get older and their kind of needs change in life and the reality of not wanting something just because it sounds fun goes away. It's a lot more practical as far as the gift buying. And, you know, with that, you kind of want an idea from them what they're going to use or not. And mine are moving out of the nest. So, you know, for our one that is looking at moving south and going to grad school, she's pretty realistic, and I need some dishes and, you know, some of those counter-type appliances and all those real-life things that I don't want to buy myself. So that's what I'm going to sign up for my Christmas present. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get you full on with that stuff, that's for sure. But it's still fun. Fun to, like you say, when you get the chance to get to the local stores and and support them, too. That's always great. And always fun. Fun stuff. Well, what's going on at Corporate Farmer now as you're winding down this year of 2021?
Well, I don't know if anybody listening here realizes, but it's December, so it's that time of the year where stuff gets pretty real and, you know, gets fairly busy when it comes to end-of-the-year planning. So maybe just a few pointers and different things along the way that we can help people get prepared. One thing that, you know, we talk a lot about, but I think is kind of priority number one this time of the year is to gather and organize your stuff, right? I mean, we talk about it all the time, about getting organized and pulling your things together. But, you know, if you want to make a mess of stuff, just, you know, try and do it fast and not have everything prepared. And, you know, realistically, it becomes a guessing game. And, you know, that's the one thing that I try and emphasize over and over as people prepare for our meetings is just, hey, make sure and pull your stuff together, get everything. Let's not forget something. Make sure and have a list of what is still to come in as far as income, what expenses that either you need to do before the end of the year or could be paid by December 31st, and maybe even some of the, you know, wants or, you know, here's some things that we could consider. And then, you know, I always ask for what grain has been deferred at this point in time, what's on price, so that we can get an idea of what you would potentially be carrying forward, but also what opportunities we have if we want to pull some income yet into the current year. And you know, the big thing with that is kind of making sure that we're not, you know, looking too short-term at our decisions, because I think it's easy to do when we're rushed or concerned about, you know, not paying a dime more than we have to in income taxes, that would just continue to kick the can down the road, you know, build kind of that snowball that sooner or later we're going to have to deal with. And, you know, we see that emphasized even more when we've got a situation like we do now with decent yields and a little bit higher prices and things, that we're more apt to kind of create that problem for ourselves in the future. And so, you know, we really try and look at, okay, what did you have for revenue this year? And if you do push all this grain into 2022 at this point in time, what's that number going to be? Is it higher or is it about the same? You know, where are we going to be at a year from now? And I think it's important not to over, you know, look at the current year, but also consider what kind of future ramifications we're creating for ourselves.
Yeah, your job at your office is try to keep people from having future problems, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's always you're kind of you know, looking at the different issues that could come up, whether it's self-created or, you know, we also, a concern is always in dealing with issues that might pop up, you know, from an audit or IRS type issues, and, you know, that's why they come to us, is to make sure and look at all those things and take them into account. And, you know, another item I'd say is we're kind of getting down to the end of the year that's important, whether you're a farmer or not, is, you know, kind of reviewing what you've had taken out for withholding. If you've got a job in town, or for people that, you know, with a business is making estimates and those types of things, is do we need to adjust these things at this time? Because most businesses offer you kind of an open period of time at the beginning of the year to change your benefits, whether that be, you know, kind of what you're doing with your health insurance plan or dental or some of those other 401k. Should I increase what I'm contributing to my retirement account? And should I change how much I'm having to take it out for taxes? And that's probably important to think about this year, just because we did have some significant changes to the tax laws, that how the standard deduction works and some of the tax rates and those types of things that might have affected stuff. Also, there was a change there with that in the W-4. And some people may still be under kind of the old rules when they started their job and they filled out their W-4 at work. It's kind of under some of the old kind of number of exemptions and things that we used to account for. And that new W-4 is just a little bit different. And is it time just to maybe update that? Like, are you getting to the point where you owe some taxes, you know, each year, and you need to have a little bit more taken out, or are you getting such a big refund that it's foolish to be allowing the government to kind of use your money throughout the year? I know there's a lot of people that really like that enjoy getting a huge refund here in a few months, and they use that either to buy some furniture, down payment on a vehicle, or whatever, just take a vacation. But you know, it's kind of foolish to have that money sitting there when there's other things, whether it's paying down on debt or investing in your retirement, that you could be doing with those funds. And so I would say that's something, whether you're a farmer or not, that you should be kind of thinking about this time of the year, is reevaluating your withholding at work and maybe consider updating that to get with the times.
Well, and sometimes you get to this time of year too, Chad. I'm sure you have seen this through the years too, where people start to see that life just happened. and, you know, there are different things that just happened that now you got to backtrack on a little bit and kind of regroup.
Yeah, there has. I mean, tons of changes. You know, one thing there that we kind of got some guidance on here just recently too, is I think if you think back here, the old administration, we were dealing with COVID, and one thing that was made available by our former president was a deferral of payroll taxes. And so whether that was something that you did or your employer did, or in our case, our farmers chose to do on their tax return, we're at the point now where we have to start paying that back. And so it was kind of an opportunity to just not eliminate it. We didn't reduce payroll taxes. We just gave everybody a little bit of reprieve of, you can kind of kick that can down the road, and hopefully that money helps you get through this tougher time, and then you can start to pay it back when things have kind of settled down and got back to normal. So for our clients that chose to go ahead and defer some of their self-employment taxes from their farm, they're starting to receive some notices from the IRS saying, hey, you know, that time has come. Your first installment of that payment is due. And so basically accounted for the income from last year from about March on, and you could defer the Social Security and Medicare taxes on that income. We call that self-employment tax. When it's somebody that's self-employed, they could defer that and pay it over two years, so starting in 2021 and then the second payment in 2022. Well, the like I said, the notices went out, and basically with a pay stub saying, here's what you owe for your first half installment and a reminder that the second half will be due in December of next year. So, you know, for those people that usually kind of throw that in a pile and figure, oh, I'll deal with that when I go see the tax man, you know, in February or March, you might want to take it a little more serious and figure out what's going on there. And for many of our clients, we've had to remind them, hey, this is the program. You know, we talked to you about this at the time. I'm sure you've forgotten it at this point, but here's what you need to do. You know, you need to write a check and pay that and send it with a voucher and make sure you mark it so that it gets accounted for properly on the other end. So, you know, we've got things like that. I know we've talked a little bit also about, you know, some of the advanced child tax credits that have been going out here in the last 6 months. Probably for most, it was direct deposit of their account. We will be seeing some letters that come out here. You know, I'll refer to it as letter 6419, just because that's the number that the IRS is putting at the top of it. And that's kind of a child tax credit reconciliation, where they're going to show, here's what our records indicate that has been paid out to you. You can check that against your records and make sure it's correct, but you're going to want to keep that and take that into your tax appointment so that they can fill out the form properly and show, you know, what's been received and what's yet to be credited to you, so that they get that right on your taxes. Because I can promise you that's going to be a huge thing next summer that you and I, Tim, are going to be talking about, is mm-hmm. all these notices going out saying, you figured it wrong, you owe us money, or maybe we owe you money, whichever way it goes. And it's going to be a mess, I can promise you that much, because, again, most people aren't going to listen and take heed and be organized with that stuff. And so, you know, again, just a reminder, point number one today was get organized, and this is going to be one of those years where it's going to be important to be more organized than ever in the past.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day, too. You know, we went through this, and we're still going through this pandemic, and the different things that have been created because of that, you know, with 1 year that was a really crazy year. And honestly, there have been some other things that have carried through. This has been a couple-of-year period now, Chad, where, and you mentioned a little bit, it's kind of organized chaos in some ways, mm-hmm. try to keep things in line.
Yeah, and, you know, whether it's taxes, you know, which is what we talk about on a weekly basis, or, you know, anything in your everyday life, I'm sure as people reach out and try and get something straightened out, maybe it's your utility bill, or, you know, maybe it's a product that you have a problem with and you're trying to call customer support, or, you know, your internet's down. I'm guessing the first and foremost thing you're going to find is it's going to take you forever to get a hold of somebody on the other end, which they're short-staffed and quite honestly, in most cases, probably not the most experienced person on the other line that is knowledgeable about what your problems are. And it's no different when you deal with the IRS. You know, they're short-staffed. They've had their issues when it comes to having employees there, you know, when they need to be there because of, you know, the various states that they operate in and the rules, you know, covering COVID and working from home and all those types of things that every business is going through right now. And so, you know, when you do have an issue, it just gets magnified by how difficult it is to straighten it out. And that's why I think more than ever this year, I'm going to just, you know, make it crystal clear to all of our clients that, you know, we need to be organized. We need to have our stuff because it's not worth not having the information. You know, we've got people that kind of fly by the seat of their pants and, well, I think it was this, or I know that tractor was about this much, you know, but they don't want to make the effort to go figure out exactly what it is because, you know, that takes time. Well, any of these things that you don't do 100% correctly, when I talk about the child tax credit reconciliation, you know, some of these other programs and stuff that have come out, you're going to get a computer-generated notice back, which the computer just knows what's in its system right or wrong. And then from there, you're left with a choice of either you pay what's shown as due on the notice, which for some, if it's a nominal amount, they'll probably say that's the easiest thing to do, whether I owe it or not, it's $35 or it's $150, who cares? I'm not going to waste a lot of time on it. But, you know, in these other situations, if it's a significant issue that's come up, maybe it's $1,500, and you go, there's no way I owe this. We look at it and we figure out, yeah, we were right, but it doesn't match up in their system. You know, it's a nightmare to try and sort through and get that all corrected in a long process. And with that, maybe that's one more point that we can kind of just talk about today quickly is IRS Mission Critical. And there is updates on all these things that I'm talking about on the IRS website. So if you just go to irs.gov or search for Mission Critical, there's going to be a timeline of how far behind are they in dealing with 2019 or 20 taxes yet? Paper returns, IRS correspondence, what to do if you have this problem, and all those types of things. It's a specific portion of the IRS website that's designated just to kind of give you an idea of where all these things stand and how it's been affected by COVID. So you can kind of take a deep breath and realize, oh, I haven't got this refund back yet. I'm sure I'm one of the 1.7 million people that are in this bucket right here that I see in their Mission Critical tallies on their website. So I think that's a good resource for any of those people that have those types of questions.
Very true. So very, very true. Chad, if somebody wants to get in touch with you guys and start getting the plan put together themselves, working with Corporate Farmer into the future, how should they do that?
Yeah, super easy. Just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.